Welcome to PE Podcast, an audio production of PE Magazine and the National Society of Professional Engineers. I'm Benjamin Rohde, staff writer with PE Magazine. NSPE recently named Vincent Sobash the 2011 Federal Engineer of the Year on February 24th. Sobash, an emergency management program specialist with the Naval's Facilities Engineering Command, is an expert in contingency engineering and disaster response. He deployed to Haiti after the January 2010 earthquake there, leading integration between the JTF, USAID, the UN, the Haitian government, and various humanitarian aid organizations in order to coordinate a countrywide assessment program. His efforts led to more than 250,000 assessments being completed and thousands of survivors returning to their homes. Sobash spoke after the ceremony about the benefits he's gained by earning his license.
I wanted to be able to stamp drawings. I wanted to take responsibility for my work. So that was the original motivation in getting my license. As it has turned out, and I certainly didn't plan any of this, but without the license, I would have never been able to get on. FEMA has what they call urban search and rescue teams. And you can't be an engineer on one of those teams without a license. So the fact that I had a license, I was able to become part of an urban search and rescue team. Being part of that team was instrumental in the job I'm now with the Navy, working for emergency management. And that allowed me to go to Haiti, which was a life-changing experience for me, the most wonderful thing I've ever had the opportunity to participate in. So, you know, it's one of those domino effects. If I wouldn't have gotten a license, none of the rest would have happened. It really wouldn't have been possible. So,
coincidentally, this year's awards ceremony keynote speaker was U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Christopher J. Mossy, commander of Naval Facilities Engineering Command, Sobash's service area. Mossy told PEs and others in attendance at the ceremony about his realization during a trip to Afghanistan of just how important professional engineers are to our society and to communities around the world.
But even more impactful to me, as I got the chance to travel around, I got to see what a countryside is like without practicing professional engineers. A place where decades of war and conflict had deprived people of such basic things that we take them for granted. Safe, passable roads, electricity, even if for a couple hours a day, basic sewage systems, even something as fundamental as potable water that won't make you or your family sick. And so it was good to get out and to see all the things that professional engineers bring to our society, all the things that professional engineers do for people every day, the things that allow us to have basic security, basic commerce, and basic education, which is so fundamental to our country and to the freedom and the way of life that we enjoy, and all the things that are built upon those simple things that professional engineers can bring. So the good news is that thanks to the efforts of our warfighters and a great team of military and civilian professional engineers, all that is changing. Roads are being built, wells are being drilled, power distribution is being improved, and that's what federal engineers do, wherever they're asked to serve and whatever challenge they're faced with. So the great news is it was a great trip, and it was a powerful reminder to me of how important and how fundamental professional engineers' contributions are.
Sobash was one of 10 finalists for the Federal Engineer of the Year Award. The other 9 finalists were Gordon Bjorkman, Jr., Ph.D., P.E., with the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Office of Nuclear Material Safety and Safeguards, Major Scott M. Brees, P.E., U.S. Air Force, Headquarters, U.S. Air Forces in Europe, Angela L. DeSoto Duncan, P.E., U.S. Department of the Army, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Commander G. Scott Giselle, P.E., U.S. Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Coast Guard, Daryl Hammond, Ph.D., P.E., U.S. Air Force, Headquarters, Air Force Civil Engineer Support Agency, Lieutenant Colonel Robert F. Hines, Ph.D., P.E., U.S. Department of the Army, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Randall L. Petty, P.E., Tennessee Valley Authority, Commander Michelle Vieux, P.E., U.S. Department of the Navy, Naval Facilities Engineering Command, and Jerry D. Walker, P.E., U.S. Department of Agriculture, Natural Resources Conservation Service. Be sure to check out other videos we have, a full interview with Mr. Sobash, as well as a panel interview with some of our finalists at our YouTube page. That's www.youtube.com/users/NSPEvideo. And be sure to check out April's edition of PE Magazine for a report on the ceremony itself. On behalf of PE Magazine and the National Society of Professional Engineers, we thank you for listening.